Nolte, Be Prepared for Democrats to Cancel Christmas. By John Nolte on November 18, 2020. There was all this talk before the election from people on the right who believed the hysteria over the coronavirus pandemic would end after the election. I never really bought that. It made sense that people believed that. After all, it was blatantly obvious, especially with mail-in voting, that Democrats and their media allies were exploiting the China virus for political advantage. To me, though, this political exploitation went deeper than just a presidential election. Softening us up, getting us used to being locked down, slow boiling us into accepting the normalcy of a governor conjuring up the power to pretty much declare martial law without the authority of the legislature, seemed to me to be the real goal here. And that's what's happening. In one Democrat-run state after another, the legislature is proving to be a gang of eunuchs while govs. Whitmer, DeMe, Newsom, DCA, Cuomo, DNY, et al., conjure laws and authority out of thin air over a virus that, according to the CDC, has a 996 out of 1,000 survival rate, and that survival rate increases to almost no risk if you are under the age of 50. Locking people down and shoving people in masks is utter lunacy. It is something we have never done before, especially to the healthy. And is it working? Or is it just postponing the spread, spreading the pain out over a year instead of a season? That doesn't mean we should ignore the virus or that there isn't some risk involved, most especially for the elderly and those with underlying health issues. Like I've said more than once, because of my wife's precarious health, I was wearing a mask before I was ordered to wear a mask, and still wear a mask and social distance. People in the red zone should take precautions. People not in the red zone but worried about catching the virus should take precautions. Everyone else should be left the hell alone to take or not take whatever risks they wish. If I'm in a mask, why should I care if the other guy isn't? If I social distance, why should I care if the other guy doesn't? If I don't visit family and friends, why should I care if the other guy doesn't? That's how it has always been in this country. Not just with the virus, with everyone. But now in the name of risk and safety, Americans, of all people, Americans, are allowing politicians to cancel Thanksgiving when those politicians do not even have the legal authority to cancel Thanksgiving. When those politicians are repeatedly caught violating their own social distancing rules, which only further proves that those politicians do not believe these laws are necessary or that the risk is as serious as they claim. Next up is Christmas. Are you going to allow fascist governors without the legal authority to do so to cancel your Christmas, even as these same governors encourage riots and protests and political celebrations, even as they themselves prove they do not believe the virus is all that serious through their own behavior? I'm just trying to imagine the reaction had I predicted a year ago that Democrats would use a virus with a 996 out of 1,000 survival rate to cancel Thanksgiving and Christmas. You all would have howled at the idea. Hell, Democrats would have howled at the idea, accusing me of smearing them without evidence. And yet, here we are and here you are, and what's next? You see, that's thing with Democrats, you always have to ask yourself what's next. What was next after gay marriage? I wondered. Here we are being bullied and blacklisted into calling women men and men women. What comes next after canceling Christmas? I wonder. Oh, it's going to be climate lockdowns. You can bet your ass on that. We'll be locked down to clear the air, for our own good, for risk and safety reasons. And why not? We've already proved ourselves cheap. Shame on all of us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.